The Prime Minister's Pacific Youth Awards is a Ministry for Pacific Peoples initiative which recognises excellence and outstanding achievement by Pacific youth aged between 17 to 24 in New Zealand. This year's awards ceremony was held on Tuesday night at Parliament in Wellington. And now I'm joined by the Minister for Pacific Peoples, the Honourable Aupito Toi Sulusulu to Faisoa William Seal, for more. Ma losoi fua lawafionga, Minister, and thank you so much for your time this morning.
Good morning, Brian. Maroso for Manuia, and also greetings to everybody listening in to us this morning.
Well, another successful year for our Pacific Prime Minister's Pacific Youth Awards. Can you give us an overview of the night, firstly, please, Minister?
Oh, look, it's not often that we have Pacific peoples in groups visiting Parliament, but whenever they do, as it was on this occasion, it just brightens up the whole place, not just with the colours of our dresses, and but also just the passion of our songs and dances, young school children performing. It was just a fantastic event, and the politicians that did come, particularly the Prime Minister, they were just really, really impressed, not just with the presence, but also the caliber of individuals that we were recognising and celebrating on this night.
Minister, some of the words or encouragement from the Prime Minister, the Right Honourable Jacinda Ardern, and yourself to this year's recipients?
Oh, absolutely. The Prime Minister made it really quite clear that these are leaders now. Often we're talking about them as if they were to be leaders in the future. But the individuals that we were recognising receiving the Prime Minister's Pacific Youth Awards have themselves already made significant achievements in their respective career pathways, in the sciences, in businesses, in the community, in academia. And so the Prime Minister was acknowledging them and saying to them, you know, you are already leaders, and we heap so much responsibility on you. For myself, I recognise that they are, you know, only a handful of what I see as I visit the country, is that rising Pacific population of brown people, of beautiful people, of brainy people, of bilingual people, of bicultural people, and of bold people, which I often refer to as Generation 6B. And my words of encouragement is that I see them as the modern day navigators and explorers in this global digital economy. And I really want them to do well. I want them to use the platform, the recognition they received from the Prime Minister, to really give something back, to help us find the solutions to some of the long-term challenges that our communities have faced for many, many years. Because when I see them, they are thriving. They are, you know, confident. They are resilient. And so they also are really fantastic role models for the next crop of our rising generation of leaders coming through. But I did say, you know, that they are standing on the shoulders of so many others who have gone before them, of their families, of their communities, of their parents and brothers and sisters who have supported them throughout that journey. And I hope they never forget that. I hope they never forget their roots and their heritage. I hope they never forget who they are. And I hope they never forget that we are all connected, and that we all have an important part to play for the benefit of our wider community. And I did say, as I always now say, and I don't forget that our definition of a young person is that as long as mum and dad are alive, that you're still young, and therefore your service continues.
Yes. Minister, when you talk about the important... Can you talk to me, please, about the importance of the Pacific Prime Minister's Pacific Youth Awards in laying the foundation for future success, not only for this year's recipients, but also alumni and future recipients?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. So they, by having the Prime Minister attend and recognise these individuals, they go through a particularly robust process of, they are judged by people who have gone through the process. They are judged by the sponsors and well as the ministry. So I suppose in many ways, this is the cream of the crop. And therefore, they actually have a double burden on them because they carry not only our expectations that they succeed as individuals, but they also carry upon their shoulders the expectations that we have that they give something back to the community. And then in addition to the weight of mana that the Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern adds to the award, they receive a significant contribution from the companies that sponsor them. And these aren't, you know, these aren't your dairies. Nothing wrong with dairies, but I'm saying, you know, they're sponsored. International Scholar Award by the Pacific Corporation Foundation. That was Sela Maka. The Community Star Award, we've got two, sponsored by Auckland Council. That's Chanel and Desjardins. The Leadership and Inspiration Award, sponsored by Air New Zealand, supported by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. That's Okirana TDA, who's only 17. The Arts and Creativity Award, sponsored by Creative New Zealand Massey University. That's Manu Hapai. The Language and Cultural Identity Award, sponsored by my own ministry, and that's Luisa Lailuanga, who's shaping things for the future of New Zealand when it comes to climate change. Then we had a couple of scholars in the STEM area, Te Roa, sponsored by Reddit Institute, Ioane Fiesel, sponsored by Fintera. Then the Business and Entrepreneurship Award, sponsored by Pacific Business Trust, Keith Toma, and Alexia Hill-Potato, and Commercial and Corporate Award, sponsored by Deloitte, and that's Tupou Vaionga. You know, these are significant sponsors, and these individuals, they have an opportunity in the career pathways that they've succeeded in already to lift their game, but also help to shape the future of Aotearoa New Zealand, to shape some of the goods and services that we will benefit from in the years ahead. And so, in many ways, they're helping shape the Pacific New Zealand that we will be living in the years ahead in the future.
And final words, Minister, to our Pacifica youth listening in this morning and to our parents, and encouraging our young people to strive, you know, to be all the very best that they can be.
Yeah, and I think, to be fair also, we need to say to our young people, look, I think the government that we're trying to provide, particularly under the wellbeing framework, is people, each one of our young people just need to find what are they passionate about? What will they enjoy? You know, and look, where do they see themselves in 10, 15, 20 years? And don't worry about if you make mistakes. All of us make mistakes. I think the challenge for all of us is every time you make a mistake, you get up and go. Because when you listen to the stories of these awardees on this night, it wasn't easy. They've all had to fight battles, not only internal battles of how they feel about themselves, but also battles of the system that often can be unfriendly to us. And so I think the message to our young people, I think when you figure out what it is that you will enjoy to do, when you've made a plan for yourself, I can promise you that when you ask around, there will be people that are willing to support and help. And that's the kind of environment myself, this government, and my ministry is trying to do, is to just make sure that those opportunities are there. The responsibility still lies with our young people. They've got to seize every opportunity with both hands and not worry about having to change their mind from time to time. Not worry if they make mistakes. Just seize those opportunities and find something that they're passionate about.